Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. And in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you to Territory Foods for supporting the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Territory is a chef-driven marketplace, sustainably sourced, neutrally dense, and ready to eat. Meals to save $75 across your first three orders and get free shipping. Go to territoryfoods.com and use the promo code CHAMP. territoryfoods.com and use the promo code CHAMP. I love Territory Foods. Brand New Bang and I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. We're jumping right into it because we've had some technical difficulties. As you can see, my name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. Captain Colitis from the Caucasus Mountains, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. Mr. Go Fuck Yourself, a.k.a. the King of Cashmere. Wearing some black cashmere here, waffle cut. And I got the young shooter here, Dean Collins, with me. We've had some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's your fault, Dean.
It's not my fault. It's definitely your end.
Okay.
Well, I came prepared.
What's that?
I came prepared. Like you said, wake up at this hour. I've got my whole setup ready. You're having a lot of technical difficulties. I'm ready to go. I've been ready to go for like an hour now. So
it hasn't been an hour.
Let's get the show on the road. Let's do it.
All right, Wolf, are we good? Because I don't see him up on that big screen over there. I don't see myself. What the fuck's going on, Wolf? I got my man Wolf in here. We're in New York. Dean's in L.A. It's all fucked up, Wolf. What are we doing, Wolfie? Anyway, Dean, I'm in New York. Beautiful fall day. I mean, gorgeous fall day here in New York City. You're in Los Angeles. I'm coming to Los Angeles next week. What do you have? Because see, now that I'm a visitor in L.A., do you have anything? Have you thought about how you're planning on welcoming me back to L.A.? Has that crossed your mind? Like, oh, Mike's coming back to town. Gringo Mandingo's coming back to town. Raging Bullshit is coming back to L.A. I want to do A, B, C, and possibly D with him. Have you thought about that?
I have thought about that. Well, you were in town not too long ago, a few weeks ago. And I was really excited that you got into town. And it also just so happened that Dave Chappelle was performing at the Hollywood Bowl. And I know that you were in the first ever episode of the Chappelle Show. So I thought, wow, Michael's in town. Dave Chappelle is performing one night at the Hollywood Bowl for a new documentary special. I thought maybe you and I could go backstage for that show. I was so excited for you to come to town because the old you that I know would be like, we're going backstage. I'm taking you to the mountaintop. That didn't happen.
Fuck your mountaintop, my man. Fuck your mountaintop.
We went to lunch. We didn't do a lot. And you said, that's not happening. We're not seeing Dave Chappelle. I got to be in bed by 7. This time around, I thought about it and we spoke the other day and you had said that you wanted me to pick you up from the airport.
Yes.
To drive you to get a COVID test right when you got off the plane.
Yes.
I'm not doing that. I'm not picking you up from the airport. I'm not taking you to get a COVID test. I'm not putting myself in harm's way.
I'm not getting the COVID test because of my flight. I'm getting the COVID test because next Wednesday I'm getting my yearly colonoscopy and I can't get the colonoscopy without the COVID test. So yeah, fucker, you're picking me up at the airport. Part B, yeah, you're taking me to get the COVID test. And part C, you're picking me up after my colonoscopy on Wednesday. What the fuck, man?
I'm not doing any of that. I'm not picking you up from the airport. I'm not taking you to get a COVID test. I'm definitely not taking you to or picking you up from a colonoscopy appointment.
You don't care about my health. Happening. You want me to fucking die? You want me? Is that what you care about?
No. Don't put that.
Under when you get a colonoscopy. They put you under when you get a colonoscopy. So I have to get picked up. My gorgeous, lovely wife, she ain't making the trip. She's like, are you sure Dean can handle picking you up from the colonoscopy?
No, I cannot handle it. Get your wife to fly out. Get a fucking another assistant. I'm not doing any of that bullshit. I'm not doing any of that. You're lucky if you even see me this time around. I was stoked for the Dave Chappelle special. You didn't get that hooked up at all.
If I wanted to go see the Dave Chappelle special, I could have went to go see the Dave Chappelle special. I wasn't trying to go to the Hollywood Bowl in the parking and all that chaos. Of course, I would love to see the Dave Chappelle documentary, whatever the fuck he was doing, but I wasn't trying to go to the Hollywood Bowl. That place is a zoo when you go there.
No, I have a theory that you actually asked him if you could go to the documentary special, and he said, you know what, Michael, that's not going to happen this time around. You had to soften the blow by saying it's traffic. I'm not picking you up from the airport. Get an Uber. I'm not putting myself through potentially getting COVID from your disgusting ass. It's not happening.
Okay. You fuck.
We can get lunch.
And as far as Chappelle, no, I didn't try. Some people might say I made the Dave Chappelle pilot get picked up for series. Some people might say that. I'm never saying that. But if you're part of the pilot, that's what they consider when they go. Because for some people that don't know, the pilot episode, you make the pilot and then they look at it and they go, well, we want 10 more episodes. Or they go, this is a piece of shit. We don't want it. Obviously, with the Dave Chappelle show, they saw that pilot episode. My face, my performance in the, not only is it the first episode, it's the first episode and the first skit.
Is it the first skit?
I believe so. So one of the first things you see in the iconic Dave Chappelle show is me. So when we're talking about renegotiating shit,
yeah,
I'm just saying I didn't get paid shit. And who knows what my contribution to that pilot was for the longevity of the show. That's neither here nor there.
I agree with you. I think that if you weren't in the pilot episode, I don't think it would have had the success that it did.
Some people say that. I didn't say that. You're saying it now and other people say it. I'm just saying some people suggest that maybe it should have been the Dave Chappelle and Michael Rappaport show after I was in that infamous, iconic Pop Copy.
Pop Copy, babe. And what was that like being in the Pop Copy sketch? What was that like? Did you know? I mean, Dave Chappelle had been working a little bit before that, but did you know?
He had been working a long time before that, but I saw Dave Chappelle literally not far from here on Broadway. I saw Dave Chappelle on Broadway, or it was 6th Avenue. I had a young child. He had a young child. We were both new parents. I ran into him. It was a hot day. It was the summertime. And I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm getting ready to shoot this pilot. I said, what is it? He goes, oh, it's a Dave Chappelle show. It's probably going to be the end of my career. And then he said, yo, would you be in a skit? Would you be in it? And I said, where and when? That's how I get down with somebody that I fuck with, like Dave Chappelle. Where, when? Not how much am I going to get paid? Not blah, 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 blah. I said, where and when? We did the shoot probably a week later. Boom. The rest is history. I'm just saying that maybe it's time for my renegotiation, because we know Dave got his renegotiation. Maybe it's time for my piece of that fucking Dave Chappelle show pie.
Yeah, you haven't seen a residual from this fucking show. I mean,
no,
I mean,
Comedy Central, there was nothing. I got nothing. But I'm glad I did it, and I am a where and when type of dude. See, a lot of people are on that where and when shit. Somebody that I respect, where and when. That's how I get down. So when I come into the airport, you should just be saying where and when, motherfucker. No. I bring it full circle. When's the flight landing? What's the flight number? I'll be there an hour before in case you get in early.
I'm not a where and when guy. I think that story is really special. I think it's so cool that you didn't have to audition for the show. I think it was so cool. And it probably made the performance that much better that it was like, oh yeah, man, when and where? Like, I'll
be
there.
No, where and when, not when and where. Where and when.
It could be when and where also, right?
I say where and when, man. Nonetheless, because of the technical difficulties, Dean, you put me in a fucked up mood. You did it.
It wasn't even on my end. I think it's Wolf's fault over there. You and Wolf don't have it fucking together over there, man.
Wolf's hair looks good. Speaking of Wolf's hair, your hair looks good. I know, just so you guys know, we're starting to put clips on YouTube so you could see me in all my glory, Captain Kashmir, Captain Colitis, the inflamed Ashkenazi. the listeners can't see Dean here, but I could see you. Your hair looks fucking great, my friend.
I just got it cut, man.
You got a little cowlick there. What'd you do? You put some gum in there? How'd you get it popped up like that?
No, I woke up like this.
No, you didn't.
All my life, I got no product, and I kind of just like, I'll take a shower, I'll brush it all back. Like, that's my thing.
Take a shower,
and then I wake up and poof. But I shot a commercial recently where really long, okay? It was really, really long, and they kept saying, we don't want it to be like Johnny Bravo. It's got a real pompadour look. I said, I fucking hate this long hair. It doesn't look good on me. Please cut it. Please cut it. They said, no, we're going to try and work with it. They ended up making me look like I was in Pleasantville. They had me with a side part. I looked like shit. I said, please don't do this to me for the commercial. I looked like shit. So they cut it on the spot, and they gave me this nice, nice haircut here.
And since you shot the commercial, you just wake up and then boom, it's like that.
I don't know what it is, man. I'm not complaining, but I'm really pleased with it.
Now, what can you disclose or not disclose about this soon-to-be blockbuster national commercial? Have you signed a non-disclosure, an NDA? What can you disclose about this?
Yes, Michael, yes. I've signed an NDA. I know, look, it's no Atypical. It's no Chappelle show, but you will, hopefully they fucking play the shit out of this commercial. Hopefully they air the fucking thing. And, you know, we're excited for those residuals. I don't know what else there is to say, but I can't say much. That's what I can say. I can't say much.
They told you can't say much in the NDA.
They told me I can't say, isn't that crazy? It's like fucking commercial. They're like, you signed the non-disclosure.
Oh, are you spitting on your commercial? Or what is what? Cause I feel you're saying there is kind of like you're dissing your commercial.
No. I'm going to send a thank you. I'm going to send a thank you note to the director. The director was a very big director. I don't think I can disclose that.
Nope.
Did it.
Don't get yourself in any lawsuits. We're still trying to clean up some from the past.
You know a lot about lawsuits.
What does that mean?
Cause you have so many of them.
What does that mean?
It just, you know a lot about them. I feel like you know all about lawyers and suing people and people suing you. And like, I've never been in trouble with the law. So I was just saying that you have a law.
All right. Now, what do you want to say to the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans who came to see you in Philadelphia last week or a couple of weeks ago? It was Philadelphia and it was where else was I? Fuck, I can't even remember at this point. Orlando. What do you want to say to those I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans that came and were like, is the shooter here? And you said, I'm going to be with you in Philadelphia. You said, we're going to do the Rocky Sips. I'll give you the forum to apologize right now to the people that came out expecting to see you. The floor is yours now, fuck.
This is like, I feel like this is the third time that I've disappointed people because we started in San Diego where I wasn't there for the first night. Then we went to the Philadelphia where I said I was definitely going to be there. I said I was going to be cracking the eggs like Rocky. I got in a lot of fucking shit about that Rocky comment that I made about Rocky and Balboa and not
seeing Rocky.
Yeah, I didn't see Rocky.
Hey, Wolf, you ever see Rocky? Yeah. You have seen Rocky? See Rocky 2? Okay, all right, but at least he could say yes. He doesn't have to hesitate. Yes, Wolf saw Rocky.
Okay, it's something that I probably shouldn't have said out loud.
No, you shouldn't have said it. And also, people were also saying, not only did you not see Rocky, up until like 3 years ago, you didn't know who the fuck Paulie Walnuts was.
I was late to the game on The Sopranos. I was late to the game on 6 Feet Under. It's just important that I got to see it.
You got it done. Territory Foods is a chef-driven marketplace of meals that and ready to eat in just 90 seconds. Quick to eat, fantastic meals. Territory only uses healthy fats, clean proteins, and lots of sustainably harvested seasonal produce. The entire menu is free of gluten, inflammatory oils, dairy, and refined sugar. I hate inflammatory anything. There are 10 plans, including Mediterranean diet, paleo, vegan, Whole30, and keto friendly. Or bypass the diets completely and just choose what looks good to you. Meals are delivered twice a week to ensure that they're always fresh, and you can order as many as 12 meals for each delivery day. Their risk-free subscription makes it easy to pause and cancel your meals anytime every week. Territory will ask you what you liked, what you didn't like, what was your favorite, so they can recommend meals to you that will suit your taste. Me and my wife, Mrs. Rappaport, who's always looking fantastic, always looking for ways to keep herself and keep me looking good and feeling good and anti-inflamed. You guys know I can't deal with the inflammation, okay? But we just started our second round, of Territory meals, and we are feeling good. Yo, I'm going to be honest. I'm down to 204 pounds, okay? Normally, the Gringo Mandingo's 224. Okay, these Territory meals have made me go under the 205-pound level. I feel good. I look good. My wife looks ridiculous. Okay, they sent Mrs. Rappaport and me a completely plant-based week of food, and it was delicious. No Philly cheesesteaks. I've been off the Philly cheesesteak since I left Philadelphia, and I'm back to feeling good, looking good, thanks to Territory. To save $75 across the first three orders, plus free shipping, go to territoryfoods.com. That's territoryfoods.com and use the promo code CHAMP. That's $75 you could save across your first three orders along with free shipping by going to territoryfoods.com with the promo code CHAMP. The promo code is CHAMP because, you know, I'm the champ. It's happening. The greatest time of the year. So many sports. So much action. What is a lock in sports betting? A lock is, simply put, a bet you can't lose. And with MyBookie, you can't lose on their NBA lock of the season. Place a bet on either team to score between the Dallas Mavericks and the Denver Nuggets tonight. Tonight, place a bet on either team to score between the Dallas Mavericks. They got Luka Bazooka and the Denver Nuggets. They got the MVP, and you... If you are listening in real time and when your first bucket hits, you win. This is what you call a lock. This is what you call a fucking lock. Let me put it like this. An NBA game, you guys know this, an NBA game has never gone scoreless. Ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. Somebody's going to score and it's going to happen within the first minute. Okay? They got Tingus Pingus. They got Luka. It's happening. Get paid today. On Friday, wake up Saturday and throw down on UFC 267. On Saturday night, MyBookie is giving all users a $100 risk-free wager on the lightweight championship main event. So don't wait. Head to MyBookie.com now. Use the promo code DINGO. It's D-I-N-G-O. That's DINGO, D-I-N-G-O. And with MyBookie, will instantly double your deposit. The promo code is DINGO. That's D-I-N-G-O. So you can double your funds to double your winnings. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. That's what I always and only do.
I know you're performing in New York, right? In a couple of weeks, you're performing Caroline's.
I'm performing at Caroline's November 11th, 12th, and 13th. And before that, I'm performing in San Francisco at Cobb's. Remember we did those shows at Cobb's? We're performing there the 5th and the 6th. Are you coming to San Francisco to hold me down, do security November 5th and November 6th? Yes or no question? Yes it's or no, going, fuck.
It's, I was, but it's going to have to be a no again because my
are you
best friend.
Fucking serious, motherfucker? We already booked the goddamn flight, motherfucker. You're telling me you can't come on the 5th and 6th? Now what?
It's. I swear, it seems like I'm making a lot of excuses, but friend of the podcast, Mr. Famous actor Logan Lerman, his sister is getting married. He's flying from Prague, where he's shooting the second season of Hunters, to go to his sister's wedding. I have to be there.
The fuck does that got to do with me? It's his sister's wedding. It ain't your wedding. It ain't his wedding.
You got to be there for your sister's wedding. And I've known her for a long time. But if I think you were talking about that, you could potentially get tickets to the Warriors game. And I might be able to figure out something with the wedding.
Yo, hold on. Because Wolf is coming in new to this. Wolf, are you seeing a pattern here? Dave Chappelle, there's one thing. Warrior tickets, it's like you may be able to work things out. If there's no sort of all-inclusive tickets, all-inclusive Dave Chappelle shit, you don't show up. If it's not Steph on the wood, you don't show up. Is that what we're doing here?
That's not true. I drove you from San Diego. I drove you to the airport. I was your chauffeur. We got lunch. You're not speaking the truth to your listeners. And but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I've seen you a lot. I've seen you do comedy. I'm sure it's going to be a great show.
I need security, motherfucker. Show those pistols. Show the guns. Yes.
You see the tries.
I need this. I need security when I'm doing shows. I need private security.
Well, you're going to have to get your own private security this time, but it's not so often that you can go to the Warriors game, and I'm willing to make a phone call is all I'm saying.
I'm going to a Warriors game when I go up there. I believe LaMelo Ball, who I just saw play the Brooklyn Nets, is playing the Warriors the time that I am planning on being in San Francisco. And I'm going to just have to find someone else to take to the fucking game. Or maybe I'll just hang out with Chris Mullin the whole time, watch the game with Hall of Famer Chris Mullin. I don't know what to tell you, homie.
I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to FIO that.
What is that, FIO?
Figure it out. It's an acronym.
Oh, okay. I never heard that. Did you just make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. It actually came from when I pledged a fraternity back when I was in college, SAE, and I have to make pancakes and breakfast for all the older people. And I'd say, hey, I don't really know how to cook this pancake mix. And they'd go, FIO, motherfucker, FIO. And I go, what's FIO? And they'd figure it out. Don't ask a question. Don't even raise your hand, FIO. And that stuck with me.
I got to be honest with you. You're in a fraternity?
No, I'm not. My older brother wasn't. So they're like, your legacy, you got a pledge. And I'm like, I'm cooking breakfast for people that I'm older than. This is weird. Like, why am I doing this?
Hold on. So why did you pledge or not pledge? Why were they having you? Why would they have you as a bitch making pancakes and eggs?
I didn't know that. And they wanted me to pledge because my older brother was really big in the fraternity. And I was like, guys, I'm a senior in college now. They're like, we want you in the fraternity. And I said, all right, I'll give it. They said, just pledge. And they sell you. It's like car salesmen. And then the next thing you know, I'm fucking waking up at 4:45 in the morning to just make all my friends breakfast. Like, I didn't sign up for this.
And then
shit.
How did it work out? What was the end game?
The end game was I dropped after 2 weeks. I was like, listen, I want to smoke weed. I don't want to make you fucking breakfast. Go do that yourself. And I still had the party house and they just came to party with me. And I was like, it was the biggest mistake of my life.
Good for you. I like that you stood on your own 2 feet for that. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that about you. They tried to sucker you into being in a fraternity. Proud of you.
Thank you, man. But so you are performing. I know, getting back to New York.
What?
Maybe I come to New York because I'm totally free those dates. I know you got a busy schedule lately.
Busy.
First KD game with the Nets. That was huge.
Yes.
Now you're co-hosting, or no, you're not even co-hosting.
I am hosting.
Let me say it. Okay, I know.
Well, you're saying it wrong. If you're going to say it, say it right.
I said you're co-hosting, and then I corrected myself. I said, never mind, it's not co-hosting.
Because what you're doing right now is called guest co-hosting. I'm guest hosting. You announce
You're guest hosting, right? You're special guest hosting the Wendy Williams Show for the entire week starting November the 5th, right?
Yes, November the 8th, man. Holy shit, man.
Shit, man. I don't have your schedule.
November the 8th, homie. I am guest hosting the Wendy Williams Show solo. November 8th. The week of November 8th. 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Live. Morning television. Live. Live. Any live. Single thing could happen. Oh, and it will happen. Oh, it will. And you're saying what? You want to come in to do what? You can't be my guest host. I don't run the show.
I don't want to be on the show. I would love to drive you around.
Drive me around. You got a car in New York?
No, I would just figure that I would use your car. And then like I can drive around and do some other things for myself when I'm not working with you.
Okay.
But I can do security.
Because you mentioned, you could do security in New York, but you can't do it in San Francisco. Now, let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
While you're here in New York, are any of your girlfriends here in New York?
my girlfriends, you're talking like I'm Hugh Hefner over here. Are any of my girlfriends out in New York that I'm going to go see? There is one. It's funny you mentioned that, though, because there is one girl.
Coincidentally, one girl's in New York the week that I'm doing Wendy Williams and performing at Caroline's.
She's a beautiful Brazilian girl. We had a nice time here in Los Angeles.
Wait, it's the same Brazilian girl that you talked about?
Yes, not the one that stood me up, the one that it went well and things started to get a little serious. And so I started to kind of keep her in her arms reach over here. But it was, I kind of missed her a little bit. And we've been talking and she said, I'm in New York. I'd love to see you. So it just so happens that she's in New York and you're doing the Wendy Williams show. So I just thought that it would be like a double whammy. Like maybe I fly out there and I do security. And then later that night or that morning, whatever, I get breakfast, dinner with her and spend some time. Like, okay. I don't know. It's up to you. It's really up to you if you want to get my flight and all that. Or I could get it myself and I'm still happy to help and, you know, drive you around. And
okay. You just keep talking about driving around. Like you're coming with, like you're bringing a car on the fucking plane.
I'll be Ronnie the limo driver.
Okay.
For you, man.
Nonetheless, we'll see how that goes. We'll see what's going on with that. What have you been up to? Have you gotten any ketamine drips? What have you been doing, my friend? You got a ketamine drip recently? Did you hear about LeBron James and the Squid Games situation?
To answer your first question, yes, I actually did get a recent ketamine drip. I was in outer space, was in a different realm, got my playlist going, 900 plus likes on Spotify with the playlist, Ketamine Infusion Therapy. You could look that up. It's a really good playlist. And you don't have to do ketamine to enjoy that playlist. It's all instrumental.
Trust me, when you listen to that playlist, and I've listened to it, I'm one of the 916 subscribers, you want to be on ketamine. That ain't a playlist to like just walk around fucking New York City or drive around or go to.
No, I didn't see
certainly
that.
Anything that you want to go to the gym listening to. You'd prefer to be on ketamine listening to that shit.
If you're having a panic attack, pop that playlist on. It'll bring you back down.
It might amplify the panic attack. I've listened to it.
No, it won't.
That ain't a soul soothing playlist,
don't,
homie.
First of all, don't say that because now I'm taking offense to that because I've had people. All around the world.
What people?
I pride myself on this. I'm not. What no people?
What people have commented to you on your fucking ketamine playlist?
I swear to God, brother, hand to God here. People have reached out to me on Reddit. I'll post that playlist and I'll say, this playlist I curated, it's helped me with my own drips. And they go, wow, you're the guy that created that playlist. They said, you have no idea how much it's helped me with my own infusions. My own cousin, who I had dinner with recently, she said, wait a second, you made that playlist? I use that for my own ketamine infusions. She had no idea it was me.
Everybody's doing ketamine drips? Is that like a thing? I heard they're doing at-home ketamine drips.
My cousin does at-home ketamine shit. You put a blindfold on.
What?
I know. It's wacky, man. It's a whole other world there, but it's a nice psychedelic world. Look, modern medicine, it's changing, man. You know, they're getting into the MDMA therapies and LCD. Not LCD, LSD and
fuck
psilocybin.
All that. You crazy. I'm not fucking with LSD and ketamine and all that shit. No way.
Mental illness is no joke, brother. They're, you know, it's pretty beneficial. But anyway.
When was the last time you did a ketamine drip?
Yesterday.
And how do you feel today?
No bullshit. I feel great today.
And why
sharper.
Do you feel great?
I feel sharper. It really enhances your brain waves. It's waking up dormant brain activity. And I've struggled with that in the past, all that stuff where I'm kind of like, I'm drawing blanks or I don't feel as creative. And for some reason, after I do these drips, it has a long lasting effect. And like, I woke up today fired up. I'm like, I'm down to go to the gym. I'm down to go on a hike. I'm down to go swimming. I'm down to do this podcast at 7 a.m. my time, even though we could have done it at 12 p.m. my time.
No, motherfucker. No, you couldn't do it 12 p.m. your time. I'm the host. This is an honor for you to be on the podcast. Don't tell me we could have done it 12 p.m. your time. I have shit to do.
I'm just saying that's the ketamine. Okay, makes
did you get so how was your hike in your gym so far today?
I haven't done that. This is the first thing I've done today.
Okay. Are you going to go to the hike and a gym today?
The day is young is what I like.
I'm just asking you. It's young. So do you have any plans to go to a hike and or the gym today, or maybe a swim. Tell me what's on your agenda. Since this ketamine got you so fired up,
what I don't think that far ahead. I'm kind of this like spontaneous guy where it's just like, I'm living in the moment. I'm not a planner. You know what I mean? Not that, like a lot of Capricorns are planners. I'm a Gemini. You know, I like to just, I'm in the moment. Like I flow with the air here, brother. And I feel like you're trying to insinuate something like I'm not going to go to the gym or I'm not going to go swimming.
I pumped yesterday, my friend.
Good for you, man.
I got that pump on yesterday. Chest. Buys, tries.
And you look great, but for some reason, you're wearing a long sleeve hoodie. I don't know why you're doing
that. It's a fall here, and it's cashmere, my friend. This is fucking cashmere.
I like
my new moniker is Captain Cashmere.
That's one of my favorite monikers that you have, I think. Captain
my cashmere game is nuts. Shout out to my guy, Matt, who's the Jake LaMotta of Ron Herman, who just sent me some gorgeous cashmere pieces. My guy Matt, longtime listener of the podcast, just sent me some beautiful cashmere, and I sent them back what fit, what didn't fit, and it's great. And I'm looking chic in New York City. Somebody said to me the other day, I don't want to go into my whole thing. You know this brand called The Row?
You never heard of it.
Yeah, Wolf, you know what The Row is? I've heard of it. Okay, so it's going to sound kooky. But the Olsen twins, they got a fashion, they got a, like some high-end chic shit. And they make shit that, they make stuff for women. It's all like classy, low-key, and not like that Walmart shit, which really they make gazillions on why they could start this high-end brand of clothing. It's just chic, dope, kind of like the type of shit that men and women wear on your show, Succession. It's okay. Kind of in that, you know, pieces. So what was I talking about? Oh, so I got a Row jacket. Yo, motherfucker stopped me the other day. He said, yo, is that The Row? I said, yeah. It was like some Fight Club shit. I was like, you know? He goes, I know. And I was like, I kept it moving. It was like some Brad Pitt, Ed Norton, Jared Leto, like Fight Club shit. And it ain't cheap, but I fuck with The Row. I fuck with the Olsen twins, and I fuck with their clothing line, The Row. Hard body karate. So I'm looking good here. I'm looking fantastic in these streets because New York in the fall, it's like a fashion show, straight up. And I want to participate in the fashion show. I don't want to just watch it. I want to be on that fucking runway like Gigi Hadid and them.
You'll never be on that runway ever like Gigi Hadid. And the fact that you even told me that you're in the same category as the Olsen twins, that's not something to be proud of.
You don't know. And no disrespect to you, Wolf, I just met. You don't know either, but you don't know. You don't know about The Row, but I guarantee you that there's people that's watching and listening. They know about The Row. Like, we don't even want people like you to know about The Row. Because okay, you're beneath us. Because we don't, that's the thing. The Row is not for everybody to wear, and it's certainly not for everybody to even fucking know about. Let's just move on, homie. Let's just move on.
You. What? So Dave Chappelle talked about people like you. He said, there's people that punch down and that he punch up. You're that type of dude that punches down. You even said that people like me, we're beneath you. We're beneath you. That's punching down.
I'm not punching. I'm pushing you down. Like I'm
pulverizing me, man.
Yeah, I'm taking you like this. Like right now we're at the same level. And now I'm going, now you're down here. But that's not punching. It's just kind of like, it's not even a shove. It's just like that.
Pushing me right into the ground. All right, that's fine.
Fucking squash you.
Talk about squash and squids. Did you hear about this LeBron take on Squid Game and how he kind of, you're not the only person that has beef with LeBron right now.
I love it. I love when I'm not the only person that has beef with LeBron. And the director of the Squid Games, who I don't even know who you are, you're welcome on this podcast anytime. I'm not questioning the ending. You killed it. Great show, great translation of a foreign show that's become the show of the second half of the year. And LeBron James, will you break it down?
I got it. I'll tell you. So Hwang Dong-hyuk, I think, I don't know if I'm pronouncing
what's
it right.
What's my man's name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Hwang Dong-hyuk.
You're racist. You're fucking that's so me. Racist. You're racist. That was that's racist.
You don't throw that out there saying I'm racist. You don't just like loosely say that.
Say his name me. Again.
You want to get sued? Because I could do suing too. It's called defamation. Call me fucking racist for saying the guy's name.
Say it again.
Hwang Dong-hyuk. Yeah, it could be Hwang Dong-hyuk.
The thing that's racist is that you didn't even prepare. You knew we were going to talk about Squid Games, but you didn't prepare. And that's how little you thought of it. So that's racist.
I'm the one saying his name. You didn't even fucking
how
know
how you say
name.
It?
Hwang Dong-hyuk.
Okay, that sounded good.
I mean, what the fuck, man? That's reverse racism, the fact that you're calling me racist for saying his name because he's from Korea.
Don't
I mean,
accuse me of being reverse racist, motherfucker. I'm not.
They would sue each other. How about that? You want another fucking? You want another suit? Call your fucking lawyer. I got a lawyer too, big guy. I got a lawyer too. You don't know about my lawyer.
You try to sue me?
We'll talk about that after the whole fucking keep going with that racism shit and see where you're at.
Keep going with that reverse racism shit and see where you wind up later on.
Okay.
My lawyer, okay, my lawyer's in Los Angeles, motherfucker. I'll have him hand deliver some shit. Do you ever been served? Motherfucker
never.
Throw some shit at you like at the coffee place and they go, you DNR Collins? And they go, yeah. And they go, you just been served, asshole. That's how they do it.
I sounds like you have a lot of experience with
I got served twice and it ain't fucking funny. Shit's fucked up when you get served. I had a motherfucker come to my crib. I'm not going to say what it was. It doesn't matter. When I was getting divorced, motherfucker came to my crib. He's like, you might grab him? Yeah. You just been served. I said, you fucking cocksucker, you. Get the fuck off my fucking front lawn, you miserable motherfucker. You come to my house and serve me. You couldn't get me outside, huh? Too quick, huh, asshole? Serving me in my fucking house. The fuck out of here.
Save all this shit for therapy, man, because I don't want to hear it. No one wants to hear that shit. All I know about getting served is that Seth Rogen, the Pineapple Express, he did that. He'd say, you got served, and he'd dress up in different costumes.
Yes.
That was funny. You're
good
taking
movie.
It to a serious level.
Good
great
movie.
But back
I like
to
that
Hwang
movie,
Dong
Pineapple Hyuk. Express.
Fucking great movie. Iconic. Back to Hwang Dong-hyuk and LeBron's beef. Basically, it started with, I think LeBron was talking to AD on the court and they had someone filming him or something and they were just casually talking and he said something like, yeah, I did finish it. I didn't like the ending though. That's what LeBron said. I wasn't big on the ending on Squid Game. And then Hwang Dong-hyuk did an article, did an interview and he said, that's my ending. If he has his own ending, that would satisfy him. Maybe he can make his own sequel. I'll check it out and maybe send him a message saying, I liked your whole show except the ending. And then he said, have you seen Space Jam 2? You're in Space Jam 2. And he started taking some shots.
Got
he's
him.
Like,
but the Space Jam 2 is the first shot where you just go, got him.
That's a got him moment. And he was saying, you
like,
know,
like, yo, you were in Space Jam 2. You can't talk about endings, homie. And then what else did he say?
I'm trying to find what.
No,
I'm
he said, I watched all six of your finals. I didn't like the ending to them also.
That's what he said. He
I
said
fuck
that.
With this guy. See, this guy, Squid Games, the great thing about Squid Games, it had a sort of dark humor to it. And that was on full display when he was going after LeBron James. And you didn't see Maverick Carter or anybody else clapping back. No one from the production company, you know, they make movies. They didn't clap back. They said nothing. When I say something, it's a fucking, it's like the end of the world here. He not only shat on Space Jam 2, he shat on the fact that you lost six finals, Duke. Six.
But he picks his battles, man. Like that was something that everyone was like, oh shit. Like we never heard him. Like he's got the biggest show. He doesn't say that about people. You go out, you start talking about this one, that one. You got KD, you got all the basketball players you got beef with. So it just becomes like, you
it's
know.
Not beef.
It's not beef. I'm just saying, like, you've talked about LeBron, so people get desensitized to it. When Hwang Dong-hyuk does it, it's like, oh, shit.
No, but I'm saying, how come LeBron James didn't say anything back after?
He did. He said, he went on Twitter and he said, this can't be real. With
it's
like
real.
10 crying emojis.
It's real. It's real. Homeboy was shitting on Space Jam 2 and shitting on the fact that you lost more finals than you won. It's real.
fantastic.
The guy tried
to make Squid Game since 2008. He's got that fiery passion.
Right.
You know he was coming out there with that.
You put on that red light, green light shit. You want to play red light, green light with homeboy?
You play red light, green light.
You want to play red light, green light, AD? You don't want to play red light, green light with this dude. This guy's sick. This Squid Games guy, this came from his imagination. This guy's way the fuck out there.
This show has been on for a month. I watched it maybe 2 weeks after it premiered, and I was like, I'm going to be one of the players for Halloween. I got green tracksuit. I ordered a green tracksuit. You can't even really get it online. Some bootleg Amazon link. And I was like, I'm ahead of the curve. Now I feel like this costume and this show, it's going to be the number one costume for Halloween. You'll see everybody.
Where's your costume? Because it's coming up in like a couple of days.
It's getting here really late. It's coming. It should be here by tomorrow. One piece of it got canceled. Because this is how you could tell that this is a very popular show. People, it's in high end demand, but you will see me as player 456. And I'm not going to lie to you. And yeah, I don't want to bring up racism, all that kind of stuff, but I'm not like,
I'd be nervous walking around that costume, homie.
No. I'm not nervous walking around the costume. It's just a green tracksuit.
But like, they could be like, oh, you're racist.
No, that would never happen.
In this day and age, motherfuckers could say, they'll twist anything. To be that's racist. Like, yo, you making fun of Squid Games?
No, and I'm honoring the show. It's one of my favorite shows.
Like, you're walking out there on your own, my man. Any fucking thing could happen out there these days.
I'm fine with that. I was going to wear the white Vans and the tracksuit, but what I'm not going to do is, well, look, you see my hair. We talk about hair. I have blonde hair. I have short hair. I don't look anything like the guys from Squid Game. I wanted to get a black wig. Like a long haired black wig, just because they all
dress like the
hair.
Character.
The character he's got. Like if I was gonna be Elvis Presley, for Halloween, right?
Right.
Would you see me wearing a white jumpsuit that he had with his gold rings and a microphone, but wearing
my? What you're talking
dress?
Is you're talking about your defense case after they cancel you. You already have your defense case laid out. Like, you're like, I wasn't being racist with the wig. If I was dressing up like Elvis Presley, I would have had I would have put a fat suit on and I would have done a pompadour and the gold glasses. Save this shit. Right. Again, I hate to bring it back to the lawyer. Save it for your lawyer when they cancel you, homie.
I'm not in your position. I got to be somebody to cancel. I'm not that guy. So, I could just float by and there's nothing to cancel, but I'll cancel you myself. Okay.
I'll fucking do it. I'll take a picture and be
I'm not getting the wig. And it's sad that I can't get the wig because it would have really made the costume. I was going to put some blood splatter on the costume, but the fact that I can't wear a black wig, like I would do that with any, if I was Kurt Cobain for Halloween, I'd get a blonde long wig. If I was Elvis Presley, I'd get the pompadour that happens to be a black pompadour.
I think you're good with the wig.
I'm not getting it.
Because of me? Because
I'm not going to get it.
Because of me?
No, not because of you. I've thought about this before the podcast. Like, I'm not getting the black wig because there's actually been articles online that are like, be fucking careful with the Squid Game costumes.
Wow.
They're posting that. And they're
lining people up to cancel them. Shit's ridiculous.
It sucks, man.
Now, let me ask you something else. Sure. We've never really talked about it on the show. Shout out to Nicholas Braun, who's a fan of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast and a fan of all things me and the young shooter. Have you watched episode 1 and 2 of Succession so far?
I haven't watched episode 1 and 2. I'm waiting for them. The only reason I haven't watched it. First of all, shout out Nicholas Braun. That dude is one of the funniest actors out there right now. He genuinely makes me fucking laugh every time I see him on screen. He was also in a great movie called Zola, if you haven't seen
that. You gave a full review of that. Because, you know, I got into an argument with somebody online when they said you didn't watch Rocky. They said, why do you let Dean talk about movies? And I actually got offended. And the person's a fan of the show, and we agreed to disagree. I was like, yo, my man was giving full reviews during the pandemic of shit I've never seen and shit that I've seen before. And I said, how dare you try? I go, yes, we could break the shooter's balls about not seeing The Sopranos or seeing it late. And we could break the shooter's balls about his lack of Rocky Balboa knowledge. But as far as film knowledge, I was like, yo, you're bugging. Like the shooter, like during the pandemic, you were single-handedly holding down, not just the podcast, the world with some of your great reviews. And you were doing genre shit. So I took offense to that because I know my guy watches films.
I almost straight up like teared up hearing you say that about me. I mean, that was so nice of you to say that about me. And give me that guy's Instagram, because
we agreed to disagree. And he, you know, sometimes they think they're being funny, like, oh, they're breaking balls. I'm like, yo, learn how to break balls. There's a book on it. Maybe I should write it. Maybe that should be my next book, because I wrote a book called This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Talking Trash, which did not sell as well as I thought it would sell. We're still on the cusp of being a New York Times bestseller, but it's not looking good.
That's why you need to get the next book out, because it's not always the first book that does well. Like J.K. Rowling, maybe Harry Potter 1 wasn't her biggest sale. Yes. Maybe it was the second one or third one. I think that you're onto something with This Is How You Trash Talk, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. At least know the name of the second book, because you didn't know the name of the first book. But I totally support that. And give me that guy's Instagram handle.
I'll get it.
Because I have a nice place for him on Awful Humans that I could put him up on.
Oh, speaking of Awful Humans, we may or may not know the person who runs that account. But the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast fans definitely know who runs the Awful Humans account. How has that been? How many followers are you up to? Have you been banned? Have you been suspended? Where are you at on your Awful Humans account? Which is, listen, you're doing great work on there. You're spending a lot of time on Awful Humans. You're spending a lot of time doing commercials, yet I can't get you to do security for the Viral Load 2021 tour. I'm just
book my ticket to New York. I will be there in a week.
You're not coming to New York on a fuck trip, homie. We know what it is. You're trying to come to New York to skeet. You ain't trying to come to New York to hold me down.
Bro, please don't say that. Don't put that out there. I was really looking forward to you being on Wendy November 8th. See, I know the dates.
November the week 8th, of November 8th. Five shows in prime time.
I want to see that live. You said anything could happen live. I want to be there for that. And so if I happen to get dinner with the girl that I, you know, might be seeing out there, like, so what?
Okay. All right. Listen, I don't even think it's short. This is a great episode. They're all great. My guy Wolf over here, he's over there cracking the fuck up. He's online now looking up the row. He don't know. I exposed him to the row. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. I got to end this because I got to get back on the train. I'm on the train today. That iron horse, homie.
It's because you don't have a fucking assistant that could pick you up in a limo or one of your cars that could take
boom,
you.
Boom, you fuck. Boom.
That's why.
Anyway, this was a nice banger. This was a nice banger. And as I told everybody, listen to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend to listen to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast. And I start putting up clips. You could see me and the young shooter in 4K, 6K. Wolf, what is this, 7K, 8K? There's a big fucking camera over there. 9K? 4K.
Better than Christopher Nolan's movies. I mean, that background on you looks fantastic. Yeah. The blue.
I mean, you can see the waffle cut of the cashmere, too, if you look close.
We see it all. I love your plant, by the way. Are you watering that yourself?
I think that's fake. Don't bring attention to the fake plant. Anyway, let's get out of here. Miles Jordan, take me out of here with something real nice. The young shooter, take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, end this I Am Rapport Stereo podcast with something real loud and real. No, fuck.
You said real loud this time.
It's real loud and real funky.
Never heard you ever say real loud.
Take me out of here with something real nice, something real proper. Take me out of here with something real loud and real funky.
Funky.
Oh, my God. This is why I do it myself.
Say it on your own. It's your show.
Everybody, get ready to see the young shooter on his national commercial. Come see me in San Francisco the 5th, 6th. I'll be in New York the 11th, 12th, and 13th. And then the rest of the tour is all available. MichaelRapportComedy.com. Dean, the young shooter, I'm out. Talk to you later.
See you, bro.